Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 13. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hebrews, the 4th chapter. So then, beloved, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us, therefore, strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The writer to the Hebrews believes that the last verses of Psalm 95, the Venite, of which we heard a special setting today, deserve our attention. They're the sermon text of sorts for the 4th chapter of Hebrews. And our scripture reading today is the conclusion that is drawn from it there. For 40 years, God was grieved with Israel. They were a stubborn and rebellious people, mostly because they refused to hear his voice and thus refused to enter into his rest. And he refused it in turn to them. They are a people that err in their heart, God said. That is why he swore in his wrath that they would fall, all of them, in the desert. Of the children of Israel who left Egypt, only Caleb and Joshua completed the journey and entered into the promised land. The generation who left died on the way. Even Moses did not get to enter. You, dear Christians, must be imitators of Caleb and stick with your Joshua, Jesus Christ. You must not see the giants and the many forces arrayed against you and say, "This is hopeless, run away." No, the Lord stands by your side. He fights for you. The Christ has made you distinct, and his glory fights for you. He strives and he wrestles for you, just as he did for Jacob, whom he dubbed Israel and gave those many children. There is a promised land to enter, and that is a Sabbath rest for God's people, when at last all of the difficult work will cease. We enter God's Sabbath rest by hearkening to the voice of the Word of God. His promises are sure. His Word is rich in blessing, as we just sang. The cautionary tale of these Israelites, retold by Psalm 95, is that they never listened, much less did they follow through with obedience on that listening. Our attention, though, is drawn most of all to their ears, not to their deeds. Their ears, that organ which God adorned with gold that was plundered from the Egyptians, but they melted those earrings down into a golden calf. They were lost because of it. And wherever we will not hear and believe and trust God's word, the very same fate will befall us too. Wandering, confusion, destruction. Now, what was really so terrible about those Israelites in the wilderness? It was that they had their goal, the promised land, right in front of them, and they ignored it. They made it to the promised land almost immediately after they left Egypt. Take a look at a map. It's not so terribly long a journey. But they refused to enter it. They had other fears, greater desires, ultimately no confidence in God's word, or what he had said, they should look for. And that's why the Lord swore in his wrath, and he drove them into a circuitous, not-so-scenic route off into the desert. Now we imitate them in their sin. If we do not hold our hope in front of us at all times and remain confident in it, no matter what, we've been promised eternal life in Christ Jesus. That is the very thing that this world is frantic to try and preserve somehow, even though it knows it can never achieve eternal life. So why would we who have the promise let anything convince us to settle for less? What good comes from tempering the promises of God himself with all of our reasonable, or so we think, caveats? The redemption that you have, dear Christians, by his blood, the certainty of the resurrection with him, the peace that we have with God because of Jesus Christ, all of these should galvanize us to be bold, to be single-minded, that we will enter his rest. Our striving in the meantime is not with flesh and blood, nor is it for preserving it. But our striving is against very powers of darkness, those that would make us lose hope and break faith, by which the entire victory is lost for us. Now, all of this is reflected both in the parable of the sower from Christ that we hear this week, and in the end of this chapter from Hebrews about the sword of God's word that pierces into the heart. So the scriptures always address us, and they always call us to action with things like repent, believe, trust. Let us be eager to enter the rest. In truth, as this is teaching us, it is God's word itself that is really living and active. It is God in his word who is actually at work here on us. Our Joshua has conquered, and he leads us in his train to victory. So also his word grabs hold of our ears and creates this confident faith in us, dear Christians. By his word, we know that everything will be judged in the end. That means that his wrath, which was displayed horribly in Israel, must be feared. And yet by this very same word, he cuts with surgical precision for our benefit. That's why we're told by Jesus, he who has ears to hear. Let him listen and pay attention and give heed to what is being said. It is fatal to resist. Or maybe we should say it is fatal to do what is most common, which is to ignore God's truth, to give it very little attention at all, whether that is to its rebukes or, sadly, to its consolations and its promises, which always urge us to enter into his rest. Preserve us from this, dear Father in heaven. We must give an account, our translation says. Literally, Hebrews says, our word is toward God. So the question is, will this be the exposed word of our restlessness? Or will it be the saving word implanted in us, received from our Joshua, which we have not abandoned even to the last? Today, Psalm 95 in Hebrews say, that is when the Sabbath rest is to be entered, today, as long as you can call it today. In our scripture, a unique word is used, meaning not only Sabbath rest, but the festal, high Sabbath celebrations. Certainly, nothing less than the eternal life of the final resurrection is in view. But this confident and celebratory rest is given to us today. in the Word of God and in His sacraments. His promises are what work faith today, hope, certainty, and boldness in us now. It keeps us with our Joshua, our Christ, in the one true faith, so that we do not resign ourselves to eternal, fruitless wandering out of desperation. But instead, and always, like Caleb, to expect the resurrection of the dead, and thus the eternal life of the world to come, our promised land. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Panchanthapan, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.